Welcome to a Sunny Side Up Life podcast, a show for the woman who is ready to live an abundant life full of freedom and positivity. I'm Sammy Womack, and I'm on a mission to help you break free from survival mode, gain financial freedom, stay motivated, and focus on what matters most. Join the movement, and let's start living on the brighter side of life together. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode. Today's topic is something that has been on my topic list for quite a while, and I feel like it is long overdue for us to talk about this. And I'm a little nervous, but a little excited to have this conversation with you guys today. So this is something that I get asked a lot. It is a very popular email question. It's something that is usually asked more in private. And it's just so common that I feel like we can't ignore this topic any farther. So I get asked a lot about how I stay so positive and air quotes sunny. And I get mentions all the time of like, I can't help but feel defeated, or, you know, I just feel so discouraged. I feel like I've wasted so many years of my life. I feel like I've wasted so much money. I feel like there's just time that I can't get back. And I heard this a lot after the episode that I did, that You Can't Stop Time, that episode. I'll link to that in the show notes if you haven't listened to it yet. But I got a lot of response from that episode, which has been several episodes ago. Like I said, this has been a long time coming that I felt the need to talk about this. But just specifically after that episode, I got a lot of response of like, okay, I can't stop time. Time is going to keep going on. But what about the time that I feel like I've already wasted? How do I not feel defeated and discouraged about all of that, you know, and just feeling like, you know, you have a ton of debt, maybe you have no savings, maybe you have no retirement, maybe you're not really sure what your future is going to be like. Maybe it is still a dark tunnel. Maybe there isn't a light at the end of your tunnel right now. And what do you do when you feel like that? What do you do when you feel like all you do is cry? You feel like if you could have changed, you probably would have changed by now. How do you not give up when you feel like that? Like, there's just no hope. If things were going to be different, they would already be different by now. I'm already X number of years old. It doesn't matter how old you are in this situation. You're going to say, well, I'm already 30 years old. I'm already 40 years old. I'm already 50 years old. I'm already 60. Like, it doesn't matter what age. It really doesn't matter what age you say. You're going to feel like I'm already too old. Even if you're 20 years younger than the girl next to you, right? Or maybe you just feel like, you know, we had a chance before we had kids, before we bought this house, before we did XYZ, and we wasted it. Instead, all we did was dig ourselves into a hole, back ourselves into a corner, and now it feels impossible to go in any other direction. And you just feel like your life is slipping away, right? And maybe you feel embarrassed and ridiculous and beat up, knocked down, tired, discouraged. And I know how that feels because I've been there. And ladies ask me all the time if I'm scared, if I was scared when I did it. And if I was, how I gathered my confidence, how I believed in myself, how I believed in myself enough to keep going, to keep pushing, to turn my life into a different direction. And I've been asked this literally hundreds of times, but there was one email in particular, and if you're listening, shout out, because your question is potentially going to change thousands of lives right now. But there was one email in particular, the way that it was worded has stuck with me. And I keep hearing it over and over again in my head is, I need some advice on how to stay sunny. With the air quotes, sunny. Because obviously, the name of the brand is A Sunny Side Up Life. And it's the pursuit of having a bright future. Having that hope, right? Having that positivity and all the things that we say in the intro, right? That's the goal. But the truth is that that's not just my goal for you. That's my goal for myself as well. And the reason why I named my brand what I named it is because that's what it represented for me. It represented to me a time in my life when things were dark, when there was no sun, when I was at my lowest points, and how I moved into the sunny side of life. And then how I could take the lessons that I learned during those times and during the times that I still have that are struggles and that are dark and that are difficult, and how I can flip that into a lesson of how to make life better and brighter and more positive. Okay? So the question of how to stay sunny, I think, is a great question, first of all. But the word stay is not accurate. Because you guys, I am not always positive and upbeat and sunny, and things don't always go correct and go according to plan. Okay. I have my low points just like anyone else. I'm just a normal person. And it is a daily and continual process. You don't stay sunny. It's something that you pursue. It's something that you practice. Right? It's a state of mind. And I have my days where I don't feel my best. And it's something that is very hard to share publicly. But I've had my own struggles with depression and anxiety. And I have talked about the old days of back when I had almost a year of a dark depression, of like the year that I felt like we were at rock bottom, from our rock bottom moment until we really got on a budget, which was essentially a year, and how I stayed in that darkness and that depression. And I think that we have this common misconception that like once we break free from that, it's gone forever. And that's not necessarily true. And something that has been really hard for me is when those times flare back up. And I went through a really hard period of depression and anxiety and like all flaring back up right around the time that we became 100% debt free, which was not even a year ago. And this is something that I'm still working through. And like I said, it's not a forever thing. It is something that you continually pursue. It is something that you continually do maintenance work on. And this isn't just a one and done kind of situation. It isn't like that. But I noticed that some of those like PTSD feelings of like, once I became debt free, I was like, oh my gosh, it's gonna like, I'm gonna just screw this up again. Like, it has to be too good to be true. Or my anxiety got really high because I was like, all I had worried about for so long, for so many years, was being debt free. And it was like, what do I do now? Who am I now? What is my goal now? My identity and my goals and my hopes and my dreams were so wrapped up in that debt number being zero that there was such a void of like, who am I? And that anxiety really took over for a while there. And so this year, a lot of you know, if you follow me, if you have been following me for a while and you see when I post like my power sheets and my goals and things like that, that my word for the year has been balance. Instead of picking like a resolution for the year, I usually pick a word or a phrase. And for 2018, my word has been balance. And so I wanted to pursue balance in my life. I wanted to have a distributed balance of personal, family, and work. And my personal balance has been mostly my mental health this year. And it's been something that I've had to take seriously this year. It's been something that I've gotten to take seriously this year. I definitely don't take that for granted, that I have been able to have the resources to pursue that, to better that area of my life. So in this pursuit to be sunny and positive and be able to be the best version of myself, to show up for myself, my family, my husband, you guys, everyone and everything that I care about, I have to take care of myself first. And that has been a very hard lesson for me to learn, because I want to be invincible. I want to be perfect. I want to not need help. And that is just, no one's perfect, right? No one is indestructible. And so as this year has went on and I have taken my mental health more seriously and I have continued to pursue that sunniness and that sunny side, I guess, I have spent more time on my personal development. I have spent what I call gray area time where, you know, I used to be very hot or cold. I was working or I was asleep. I was doing mom stuff or I was asleep. There wasn't really a lot of like in between. So this year I decided in my pursuit for balance that I was going to pursue gray area. I was going to be awake without being busy, without hustling. I was going to spend time reading, listening to audiobooks. I've been doing my Bible reading plan on my Bible app. I've been doing puzzles. I've been spending time outside. I've been, you know, doing journaling more, just meditating, trying to get better at my meditation. I finally went in February, I believe, and talk to my doctor about how I was feeling mentally. And I let my anxiety get to a point that was so bad that it was physically hurting my body. If anyone was following me then, you might have remembered when I was going to physical therapy for my shoulder and my neck pain, and I was literally having nerve spasms and muscle spasms, I guess you call them, to the point that my left arm was almost unusable. I literally could not carry my daughter with that arm because I had let my anxiety get to a point that it had physically taken over my body. And so I went to the doctor thinking, I'm going to have a heart attack. My chest hurts and my left arm won't work. And he said, what you're describing is a very severe case of anxiety. And I was like, oh, well, that explains a lot. And so I went through this and I did receive medication for it, which is, I believe, not always the best choice for everyone. So I don't want to be like a pill pusher or anything. But I feel like if you get to the point where your body is physically unusable, where it is literally affecting your daily life, maybe that is an option. So no shame if that's what you decide to do. And so I went about this and I continued with my other personal development. I continued, like I did my physical therapy, and I am still continuing to heal my shoulder, my arm, my neck, all the things that hurt. And then a couple of months ago, I finally read probably the most popular book of the year, Girl, Wash Your Face by Rachel Hollis. And I'll link to that in the show notes. If you have not read it or listened to the audio version, it was amazing. It was so good. Definitely top five books that I've ever read. And in the book, she talks about her anxiety and her depression and to the point where her anxiety literally took over her life and she asked for help. And I thought, all right, God, I hear you. You put this book in my life. I hear you. I'm going to ask for more help. And it was time for me to go in for a checkup anyway. And I sat there and I let the words come out of my mouth to my doctor. What if I go and talk to someone? And she said, I think that would be really great. And I was like, okay, I did it. I let the words come out of my mouth that I needed help. And I said a prayer and I Googled for counselors, anxiety specialist counselors in my area. And it was like God was saying this one. And I picked my counselor and she's amazing. And I am literally excited every time I get to go because I get to improve my personal development. Right. And there's other things that I've done as well. I have also learned to let myself rest. I've also learned to cut myself some slack, to give myself some grace, to cry when I need to cry. And most importantly, I have learned to ask for help when I need it. And it's not always like this. It's not a, you know, dark tunnel, like it's never going to get better. But when I feel myself going to that darker side, feeling overwhelmed, I give myself that grace. I let myself rest. I let myself cry. I let myself do what I need to do. But when I feel strong and when I feel confident and when I feel in my element, I run with it. Because I know that that feeling probably won't last forever. It has a limited time offer on it. So I run with it. I do as much work as I can. I pour my heart into what I do. I know that when I'm on my good times, that's the time to do a big project, do a big work project, do a big home project, something like that. And I run with it. And what keeps me going, I guess the staying part of how do you stay sunny is that I feel like when you have a calling on your heart, when you feel like you have a purpose to pursue, you just have to know that ignoring that would be hurting you more than pushing through it, right? That ignoring that calling would be a disservice to yourself and to the greater plan. So you chase that calling because that's what you were literally created to do. That purpose, that drive that you have in your heart, whether it's for your career, your family, your home, yourself, your hobbies, all of the above, whatever it is that you have on your heart, that wasn't an accident. And you were created to do that. For me, that is here with you, talking, sharing, encouraging. That is showing up and being the best wife that I can be, the best mother that I can be, the best homeschool teacher that I can be, the best friend, the best sister, the best daughter, like all the things. That's my purpose. That's why I was put here. And so I know that. And I know that by ignoring that, I am doing a disservice to everyone. Most importantly, myself and God's plan, right? So I find the strength, I create the strength to push through, to keep going in the anxiety. And sometimes keep going means to rest because I know that it is for the greater good, if that makes sense. Sometimes progress looks like resting. So I keep going through the anxiety, through the fear, and I do it anyway. Because the calling and the purpose that I have for my life is bigger and more powerful than anxiety could ever be. And you guys, you won't always know all of the answers all of the time. I don't. You don't know how something will turn out, but you do it anyway. You do it scared. You make it up as you go along. The first day that you became a mother, did you know how to be a mother? No. You were terrified. You didn't know how it would end up. You didn't know what your baby would look like, what they would sound like, what their personality would be like. But you did it anyway. You don't have to know all of the answers. You don't have to be 100% informed on every issue. Do it anyway. Do it scared. Okay? And remember that no matter how together things look or things sound through the filter of the internet, no matter how many smiling pictures or sunny yellow graphics that I post, I am still just a mom recording podcasts during nap time in sweatpants with no makeup on. And I am just doing my best, just like you. And I want you to know that when it's hard, we think back on the bad choices that we've made, right? And it hurts. And that's the hard part. And even when you're in a fog of depression or you're in a mist of high anxiety for a season, Because you're going to have times where it flares up and where it's better. You're going to have times where you're thriving and times when you feel like you're surviving. Don't beat yourself up about it. Realize that you're human. That you're allowed to have seasons of spring and seasons of winter. And that you have already been through enough. Don't beat yourself up. You've been through so much. The least that you can do is be your own friend through this journey. Give yourself some grace. Pat yourself on the back for the fact that you've made it this far. And think about all of the life that you still have left. When you want to quit, think about what could be. Do you really want to spend the next however many years of your life in this same pattern of survival mode, of giving up when it gets hard? I honestly doubt it, or you wouldn't be listening to this. So what you do is you let yourself feel that pain. You let yourself know that it's okay. You don't ignore it. You take that pain and that anxiety and that all the other feelings and you bottle them up and you use them as fuel. And you think you've got to get mad. You've got to get a little mad. You got to get fired up. And motivated. So you take all of those years of like, oh, I'm so mad at myself that I let that happen. I'm so mad at myself that I was too scared and I let myself quit. I can't believe that I did that stupid thing. I can't believe that I'm this far into life and all I have is debt to show for it. You take that anger, that fire, and you bottle it up. And that is your fuel. And you know that you were created for more, for better. That's your motivation. And then you draw a line in the sand and you say, that's it. My new story starts right here. Our new family story starts right here. And here's the most important part. Then you have to actually do it. You have to actually move forward. Even when you're scared. Even when you have so much regret and pain behind you. Even when you're not sure how it'll end up. You have to do it anyway. You have to ask for help when you need it. You have to admit that maybe you've made some mistakes. But you know what? I was put here to do more than just make mistakes. I was put here for a purpose. And you can do it. All you have to do is think about your why. Why did you start in the first place? Why do you want your life to be better? What are you doing this for? Think about yourself. Don't you want better for yourself? Doesn't your sweet, beautiful soul deserve better? What about your spouse? What about your babies? What about your dreams? Don't your dreams deserve to come true? You guys, you still have so much good coming in your life. When you feel that calling on your heart, you've got to chase it. You've got to do it scared. You've got to do it without all the answers. No perfection is required, you guys. I'm not perfect. I screw up. I fall down. I've made mistakes. I have regrets. I'm not always sunny. I'm not always upbeat. and positive and perfect. But am I going to let that stop me? You better believe I'm not. Because I have a greater purpose. I have dreams. I have a family. I have you guys. There's a lot more good coming. And that's my motivation. Whatever you do, you guys, do not give up. Do not give up. That purpose that you have, that desire, that calling was not an accident. Okay? I hope that that was helpful. I had to get that off my chest and share. Whew. Exhale. I love you guys. I'm cheering for you. All right? If you know a sister who could use this message, please share it. You never know who it could help, okay? Your bravery affects others. All right? I will talk to you guys next week. Bye, guys.